This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night. Wanted to take a few minutes this evening and talk about some things that the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Auxiliary is involved in and how they're being impacted by some construction going on at the hospital, among other things. So joining us to talk about that is Shelley Willett, the Coordinator of Volunteer and Auxiliary Services at St. Mary's, and also Lisa Lindstrom, the chairperson of the Hospital Auxiliary. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
No, thanks for having us.
So tell me, we were talking off the air, this construction that's going on at the hospital. How, for lack of a better term, how inconvenienced have you been by it, if at all, really?
Well, first and foremost, I would say the construction of the new canopy at the main entrance has probably been one of the biggest inconveniences. patients and visitors have to use the emergency department entrance to enter the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have relocated our information desk down there, and I try to staff additional volunteers to help patients get to where they're going, because they come in and they think they know where they're going, and then all of a sudden they look around and they're lost. So that's been a big inconvenience for the patients and visitors.
Not that I've ever heard of a convenient construction project.
Exactly, right.
And I think that's something, Shelley and Lisa, that maybe people know but sometimes don't know, is that how much of the operations of the hospital, especially when somebody enters, that the auxiliary is involved in.
I know people have said that they are unfamiliar with what the project is for, and they're mainly inconvenienced. So it's been, we were hoping to explain again what the construction is concerning.
Right. So right now we're in the phase of completing the front entrance and the main lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so that being said, is in a moved on to the second phase now. So the back part of the lobby is completed, although depending on which way you come in, you can't see it. If you come in the front, the emergency department entrance, and look down the hall, you're looking at a blank wall. Yeah. On the other side of the elevators. And so I just had a Galesburg Clinic employee ask me today, is the gift shop even still there?
Right.
So that poses a issue, because revenue from the gift shop is for the auxiliary project. Mm-hmm. So
is there even a gift shop at this point?
There is a gift shop.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to get to it, and we are open every day, well, Monday through Friday, 11 to 4, and we will have signage and we will have sales. And in about 4 weeks, the next phase of the project will allow patients and visitors to wait in the new area,
okay,
which is right in front of the gift shop. So we're hoping that that's going to help bring more business to the gift shop and awareness that, yes, we're still there. So,
and hopefully you won't be, for lack of a better term, inconvenienced much longer if you're just, 4 weeks away from kind of almost returning to normal, it sounds
well,
like?
Well, I believe it's going to be the end of the year before the main entrance and the main lobby will be completed. So
okay.
It'll be here before we know it. I mean, it's gone very quickly so far, and from what you can see has been completed, it's going to be beautiful. So,
all right. So, again, the auxiliary still in business, the gift shop still in business, and you, of course, meet them almost right at the front door where the information desk is temporarily in the emergency entrance.
Correct.
All right. So what else is going on with the auxiliary these days? I know I'm seeing, Shelley, you're busy submitting to our community events calendar at WGIL.com.
I'm kind of a pest, aren't I?
No, you're not a pest at all. We're happy to have all of it. And so, I know from what I've seen on the calendar that you've been still pretty darn busy.
Yeah. We appreciate the publicity, and it's just, we're constantly reaching out to the community for help with these fundraisers. And I know Lisa's going to talk
about
the
luncheon. We have our major fundraiser this fall, the Auxiliary Fall Luncheon, which will be October 4th at Swangatahaha Country Club.
Okay.
And we made a pledge 2 years ago to help with the funding of this, the Center for Outpatient Services and Cardiology Department, which are going to be relocated to the main floor between radiology and the laboratory. Mm-hmm. And this will provide for patients the fact that they do not have to go up to another floor for their stress test or IV infusions, and sure. they sometimes have to go to the laboratory or radiology, so they go up and down, up and down. Now this will be all on the main floor, so it will be very much improved for that aspect. So we gave a pledge last year, and then this year and next year we'll complete our pledge to the renovation.
This is a pretty large pledge overall that you've made, too, correct?
Correct, yes.
$200,000.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't always pledge that much, but when we were approached with, you know, the request, the board was very excited about doing this over a three-year period, and we're very confident that with projects such as this, and also at the luncheon, we do kick off our Friends of the Auxiliary Membership Drive, which that's one way that you not only get a discount in the cafe or discount in the gift shop, but you also get notifications of upcoming events and just whatever perks that we can, you know, give you for being a friend of the auxiliary. So in the once this one's complete, obviously we're going to probably take on some smaller projects so we can build. You know, we've done the HUG security system in the past. We've bought Holter monitors. You know, we always do scholarships every year for mm-hmm. those entering the healthcare field. So, so we're very excited that this one, next week we will present a rather
sizable amount of cash.
A sizable check. It won't be completed, but yeah, we're excited. So
this is the second year of the three-year commitment?
This is the second year, so we'll have one year left.
Okay. How can folks get involved if they want to take part in the fall luncheon and possibly become members and that sort of thing?
For the fall luncheon, it's pretty much filled up now as far as tickets are concerned.
Okay.
However, with the membership drive, we have forms available at the medical center, either at the information desk or at the gift shop. We also do a mailing that will go out in October.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's one way to get involved. And then in the future, you get notified of all the fundraisers, including the fall luncheon.
Okay.
So
we're almost out of time. So if folks want to know more, how can they get in touch with the auxiliary?
They can contact me at the medical center. 344-9494 is my direct phone number. Or go online to osfstmary.org, and there's information about the auxiliary there.
Shelley Willett, the Coordinator of Volunteer and Auxiliary Services for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, and Lisa Lindstrom, Chairperson of the St. Mary Auxiliary, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck, and congratulations on all that you're doing for the community and for the hospital. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports are next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.